Among the movies opening this week are I Love You, Man, a comedy starring Paul Rudd and Jason Segel, and the industrial spy drama Duplicity, the second film by Tony Gilroy, who made Michael Clayton. Duplicity pairs Julia Roberts and Clive Owen. Unable to decide between thriller and bromance, critic David Edelstein gives us a twofer and reviews both films.
This week at the Multiplex, we have a slob comedy and a swank corporate espionage thriller. They're both pretty good, and if you can't get into one, you'll have a fine enough time at the other. I Love You, Man takes an overfamiliar premise and inverts it. In Judd Apatow movies like Knocked Up, a child man enters into a grown-up relationship with a woman and has to face up to adult responsibilities, which means balancing buddydom and domesticity, a classic theme since Diner. The gimmick here is a protagonist, Peter Klavan, played by Paul Rudd, who's slightly effeminate, mature to a fault, engaged to a woman, and who doesn't have close male friends, which won't make for much of a swinging bachelor party. He needs what the movie calls mandates. The question of hetero man love is central to I Love You, Man. What do these filmmakers think it really is? It's unresolved, but a clue comes in writer-director John Hamburg's so-so 2004 comedy Along Came Polly, in which a squeamish Ben Stiller plays basketball with large, shirtless men and finds his face mashed up against a wobbly, sweaty, hairy, moly man belly. Very peculiar, this horror over physical contact with males. I Love You, Man gestures broadly toward the notion of homosexual panic. Peter has a gay brother, played by Andy Samberg, so the issue is in the air. Then Jason Segel's big, unkempt Sidney Fife lumbers into one of realtor Peter's open houses for the free food, and they bond over Sidney's scrutiny of male body language.
Look, that guy needs to fart. It's pretty clear, but he doesn't know her well enough to do it in front of her, so I assume they haven't slept together.
He does seem to be clenching.
Yeah, he doesn't want to fart. Watch, when he gets enough space, he can let one rip, I guarantee you. Oh, that's a good move. Hey, go check out the kitchen, honey. I'll meet you in there. Now watch. He's making his move slowly, slowly but surely. Watch the leg. Wait for it. Wait for it. Fart. Boom. That's a fart. That's a fart.
Oh, my God.
Look at him. Crop dusting across your open house. It's a disgrace.
He farted in my open house.
He sure did.
You know what, guy? I like it, but I'm thinking it might be a little bit small.
Totally, and it smells like fart.
Segel is a howl, and Sidney a fascinating enigma. Is he a finance whiz or a con man? An easygoing Lothario or a twisted freak? Is he closeted? The movie finally ducks that question, but it does give Rudd his breakout role. The actor uses his soft face to generate an astounding amount of sympathy. Watch him miss high fives and mangle attempts to add bro or dude to sentences, then wince in horror at the lameness of such lines as, "Hey, Von Duderino." Over on the other screen, Clive Owen, in the corporate con game thriller Duplicity, does better with banter. Here he is meeting up with Julia Roberts after she seduced him 5 years earlier. Or did she?
How do I know you?
How do you know me? Wow, that's tough. That's a strong play. Believe me, I've spent a lot of time thinking what this would be like. Where we'd be, what I'd say, what you'd say. But I never thought that you'd...
I'm terribly sorry.
You really want to go this way?
You clearly have me confused with someone else.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not great on names. I should be. I try. Faces, I'm definitely better. Faces, I'm like a B, B minus. Where I'm good, where I really excel, people I've slept with. That's been a traditional area of strength for me.
Look, seriously, I don't know who you think I am, but...
You charm me, seduce me, then you drug me and ransack my hotel room. And how sick is this? You know, the last thing I remember before I passed out was how much I liked you.
Roberts is coming off a disastrous Broadway debut, and she's tight. She's even more self-protective than usual. But that works here, because she's a CIA agent turned corporate double agent, and we're not sure what she really thinks. Does she fall for Owen's character, or is she playing him? If Duplicity were a David Mamet movie, you'd have no doubt. But writer-director Tony Gilroy is half conspiracy theorist, half romantic. And if anyone could break through Roberts' tense mask, it's the wolfish yet needy Owen. All his emotions are on the surface and in her face. The plot revolves around rival corporations, with CEOs played by Paul Giamatti and Tom Wilkinson, who have a crazy hatred for each other and want to steal each other's secrets. Gilroy goes in for split screens and a blasting score and does loop-de-loops with the syntax. There's an overture, then it's 5 years later, then 2 years earlier, then next week. It's a brain teaser. You don't see the big picture until the end. Much of Duplicity is laborious, and you can't figure out if you're supposed to root for Roberts and Owen, who are, after all, thieves. But the disorientation itself is fun. With all the scoundrels in the markets, it's nice to get conned and not lose more than $10, plus popcorn.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org.